Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today is a warm day across Israel. In Tel Aviv, sunshine dominates, making it ideal for outdoor activities. Jerusalem enjoys mild temperatures with a gentle breeze. Haifa remains pleasant with clear skies. Eilut, in the south, experiences a beautiful sunny day as well. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports from earlier today that Trump warns Iran about the next phase of the American attack. He presents a timeline for escalation and does not rule out further strikes. Also, in the past hour, Israel Hayom notes that the IDF is in an unflattering position. It ranks among authorities not responding to public requests for transparency. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reports that the U.S. has reimposed a naval blockade. Trump threatens to ramp up strikes on Iran, urging them to negotiate. Separately, i24 News reveals just in that Trump has threatened to knock out all of Iran's power plants. This follows the reimposition of a naval blockade. And finally, the Forward reports from earlier today that Mahmoud Khalil has filed a lawsuit. He alleges that Beitar and Canary Mission conspired with the Trump administration against him. Reaction has been swift on social media. Amichai Stein posted just minutes ago that Trump warns next week will be very bad for Iran. He threatens to destroy power plants and bridges unless Iran returns to negotiations. i24news English posted earlier today about a Situation Room meeting. The discussion focused on a massive offensive in Iran, potentially wider in scope than current strikes. Open Source Intel, an analyst covering the conflict, reported half an hour ago that CENTCOM completed another round of strikes against Iran. Dozens of military targets near the Strait of Hormuz were hit in a seven-hour wave. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the escalating tensions between the U.S. and Iran. According to Israel Hayom, Trump detailed the next phase of American attacks. His timeline suggests ongoing operations until Iran agrees to negotiate. This escalation creates heightened uncertainty in the region, impacting diplomatic efforts. Turning to the naval blockade, the Times of Israel reports that the U.S. has reinstated a blockade as a strategic move. Trump's threats to increase strikes aim to pressure Iran to the negotiation table. The blockade significantly impacts commercial shipping routes and regional trade dynamics. Meanwhile, Mahmoud Khalil's lawsuit against Beitar and Canary Mission raises eyebrows. As reported by The Forward, Khalil accuses these entities of a conspiracy alongside the Trump administration. This legal battle could have implications for freedom of protest and international relations. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Israel is advancing its missile defense systems. The Arrow 4 is nearing production, while plans for Arrow 5 are underway. This development comes amid ongoing conflicts in the region. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights a debate in the nursing sector. Doron Raz, chairman of the Association of Nursing Companies, dismisses claims that these companies profit at the expense of the elderly. His remarks come amid growing scrutiny of the industry. And finally, Ynet Business discusses the challenges companies face with AI investments. Despite pouring billions into AI, many firms struggle with outdated workflows, hindering productivity gains. This issue is particularly relevant as Israeli companies engage with emerging technologies. That's your Israel 18 News update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 8 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.